What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Lafondra looking to get cross-eyed of Font. Lafondra away from David. 3-1 Reading. 3 points Reading.
Hello and welcome to the Umpire Rolls Preview Podcast, supported by Phantom Brew Co. Well, James, that was a horror show last Friday, attacking-wise, but we played Blackpool this Saturday. Oh, we've just got to see some shots, haven't we, really?
Yeah, hi, Paul. It's a big one, this one. It's got the feel. You know, they managed to bring the big crowd in. I think it's going to be, what, between 17 and 18K, which will be far and away the biggest crowd of the season. You know, and after the disappointment that was Cardiff, they just need a result. But it's got to a point now where for some fans, it doesn't even feel like a result is enough. It's got to be a performance to match. You know, Rotherham was a big win. You know, you just need to get over the line. And I think it'll be sort of similar on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, ironically, if we actually do beat Blackpool on Saturday, I'm not taking anything for granted if you're a Blackpool fan. I'm not saying that is definitely going to happen. I do hope it does, though. That would put us 13 points clear of Blackpool, which, you know, would be, with 13 games left after that, you would say it would be a hard task for them to catch us. And they're one of the teams in the bottom three. I mean, if you just look at it objectively, that was our task at the start of the season. I know there's all the, like, play and everything. We all got frustrated after last Friday. But if you're Paul Ince, are you sat there thinking, well, I'm doing my job if we win on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. He was saying today how this season's been purely about staying up and, you know, by any means necessary. He did hint that, you know, next year would be a time of which you can properly sort of judge the style and the panache of which you're picking up points. But this year was just purely about getting those points on the board. And as much as it's not always been entertaining to watch, I personally would much rather Reading just pick up the results and keep ticking over than looking pretty like, you know, some would argue Swansea and then not winning.
I've got to say that's possibly the first time I've heard the word panache used with Reading FC. maybe that's harsh. Maybe after the Blackburn game. Maybe that was the moment when you could have used that. And I'm really gutted I didn't use it. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to that podcast to see if I actually used that word.
Pray for panache.
Yeah. Well, if we do win on Saturday, that will definitely be in the podcast. Supported by James Earnshaw of the Reading Chronicle. So I'll just be looking at some stats with our games against Blackpool. And in the last six matches, we've won one game. And that was in the FA Cup match. Bonus points to anyone who can remember the goal scorers in that game. That was away at Bloomfield Road. I will tell you at the end of this one. But I think before that, it was pretty good. But we've got to be kind of optimistic coming into this one, James. But what's this fitness situation? Because that's always a problem with Reading FC.
Yeah, there's a few sort of incomings and outgoings. So Ince, Hendrick and Long are all back. I know Ince sort of played some part on Friday, but we'll be back from the start, I'd imagine. Hendrick's got over his virus and Shane Long's concussion. Tom Holmes is 50-50 with his calf that's still causing a bit of jip. Zhao Ajaria, Babber and Hutchinson all out. So sort of as it was with the outgoings, but decent to have a few more incomings for what should hopefully be, you know, another decent home result, you'd hope.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully it will be a win, but I do not want to tempt fate. I mean, I look at Blackpool's away form. I think they're 21st in the away form. We're 6. So you look at that on paper and you say, oh, that should be a comfortable-ish win for Reading Football Club. No. Let's just go back to the Rotherham match only a couple of weeks ago. That was not comfortable in any way, was it, James?
No. It was a massive, massive win. Especially sort of to do it from coming from behind. But no, I wouldn't call it a particularly great performance. But it was a gritty one that Paul Ince's sides have shown sort of consistently throughout the season. You know, where if they need to pick up a result in a certain game, you know, that they go and do it, especially at home.
Yeah, I mean, if there was one spark, I think from Friday night, I thought it was Femi Azeez. I thought he played pretty well when he got the ball, and I was surprised when he was taking off. What were your thoughts on him?
Yeah, well, you couldn't really take off Carroll, could you? Because he was winning absolutely everything in the air. Although he did heavily criticise today, saying that the team played too quickly to Andy Carroll and that they're sort of panicking when they're under pressure, especially away from home, and just hoof it to Andy Carroll, which I think was quite evident on Friday. But he won every duel. I think he won 16 aerial duels. So, you know, the man's a mountain. You just need to get players up and around him that can sort of benefit from the flick-ons.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I don't think he played badly at all. I think the system's difficult when he's playing, but he's doing the best that he can, Andy Carroll. I still think that you can't criticise him for his efforts ever. I think he gives everything that he's got. Now, we're going to have an extra 5,000 in there from the new scheme that Reading FC are doing this season. They've had a few of these now, and the kids in the Dolan. That means I will be absolutely sabotaged and absolutely like people like celebrating goals that are not goals. But I love it. It's great to have all those other people in there. It's fantastic. There will be sweet rappers everywhere. There will be limbs in the Dolan. There's also going to be a slightly bigger allocation in Club 1871. I feel that will be a different atmosphere to the Dolan because Blackpool have only taken maybe 400 tickets, which I'm not going to criticise. Fair play to them. It's a long journey and it's not cheap at the moment. But for me, it feels like a must win, James. I'm not going to ask you for your prediction yet, but it does feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, more than anything, just to calm the narrative down a bit. I mean, everyone kind of went a bit mental after Cardiff and sort of calling for heads and, you know, pitchforks and whatever else seemed to be out. So, you know, just
pitchforks.
just a nice, I know it doesn't happen often, but a nice, comfortable win. Just, you know, we turn up, we look comfortably better from the first minute, get an early goal, maybe get one just after half time, maybe finish one off in the end. And then you can just sort of calm down and just regroup and realise you're probably, if you win like that, you'll probably be in the top half, if not just on the edge of the top half. And you can think, well, you know, it's been a decent, decent reward for how the season's gone so far, as opposed to, you know, how it's been at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter is a wild place. There's absolutely no doubt on that. It's very intense. It's an emotional roller coaster on there. There is no in-between. It's always we're incredibly good or we're just the worst team and the most shit team that they've ever seen. And there's an embarrassment. Let's fold the club. Let's burn the stadium down. And it's all done. It's never any in-between, is there? Never. It's just the way it works.
It's football fandom.
Exactly. I understand that. People are very passionate about it because they love the club. I get that completely. So, James, now is the time. I'm going to ask you the question. What is your prediction for us against Blackpool on Saturday, and who will score the first goal if there is one for us?
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go sort of for a change optimistic. I'm gonna go 3-1 win. And I reckon Tom Ince will score the first goal.
Okay. Well, to be fair, your prediction score lines haven't been correct at all, I don't think. I don't want to like down you, but like, but the actual outcome, you've been virtually right every time, I think. So that's not too bad at all.
Well, predict a defeat away from home and you're guaranteed to get that one correct.
Yeah, exactly. It's just about how many, isn't it? We all know that game. But I'm going to go for a 2-1. A nervy 2-1 win for us. I do think we'll win, but it will not be straightforward. Blackpool, Mick McCarthy, that is a combination that is never going to be straightforward. I mean, slightly different topic, but Neil Critchley, since he's left Blackpool, well, that's all gone a bit wrong for him, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the poor bloke was only given 12 games at QPR. You can't really do a great deal in 12 games. But, you know, there's a decent coach in there and wouldn't surprise me if he... I mean, Mick McCarthy can't be a long-term option. So maybe he should just sort of go back with his tail between his legs at Blackpool and see if he can recreate the magic next year.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he will. And the answer to that question about the FA Cup match was Lucas
Boye. Oh, I know the answer. Boye and Jordan, Abita and Boye.
Oh, yeah. Of course you know the answer because actually we discussed it before we started recording, James.
No, Boye did. But Abita didn't. I just knew that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, taking credit. What a professional. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for listening to this part of the podcast. Matt will hopefully be along with a preview with a Blackpool fan coming up just after the break. Oh, God, I hope we win on Saturday. I really do. Thanks for listening to this part.
Hello. This obviously isn't Matt, but Alex here to just give you a bit of a lowdown on Blackpool. Haven't managed to get a Blackpool fan, unfortunately, today. So you are stuck listening to me for a few minutes talking about Blackpool, how their season's gone, and what you can expect from them. Blackpool have been pretty poor away from home this season so far. They've only picked up 3 wins, 14 points away from home. All of their wins have been a one-goal margin, but they haven't actually won away from home since late October against Coventry City. They won last weekend against Stoke City at home, which was their most recent victory aside from that Coventry game back in late October. They hadn't actually picked up 3 points for a few months there. The players that you probably are going to need to look out for this weekend, Jerry Yates is their main striker. He scored 10 goals this season, but he did come off in midweek against Blackburn due to a hamstring injury in the first half. Chances are that he's probably a doubt for tomorrow's game, which is going to be a big positive for Reading, because no other Blackpool player scored more than 4 goals yet this season. So we should hopefully see a relatively straightforward, fingers crossed, defensive performance for Reading. Outside of Jerry Yates, the other players that kind of are worth keeping an eye on potentially, you've got Ian Poveda on the right wing, who is a English mid-20s player, played for England under 20s, a lot of pace to him. And then you've got Morgan Rogers as well, who's a young left winger who's only 20. He's also played for England under 20s. I think he's on loan from Man City this season. Not played a huge amount of games for them, but he joined during January transfer window, and he's played, I think, nearly every game since he's joined. So he's one to look out for on the left wing as well. They play a 4-2-3-1 typically, so he'll be playing behind the striker on the left wing. Other than that, Blackpool have had Mick McCarthy in charge now for 7 games. He's only picked up the 1 win, as I said, against Stoke. Other than that, he's had 2 draws at home to Huddersfield and Rotherham, but so far has not picked up a point away from home yet. And Blackpool currently sit in 23rd place on 31 points. Level with Huddersfield and Wigan, and then 4 points behind Cardiff, who obviously beat us last weekend. 5 points behind Rotherham, who we managed to defeat during midweek last week as well. It's going to be a relatively scrappy game, you would imagine. So far this season, Blackpool haven't been free scoring particularly. They're averaging just under a goal a game, scoring roughly 1.5 goals a game conceded away from home. There won't be a massive amount of chances, I would imagine, for the team. Blackpool probably going to be very content if they can get a point away from home, given their current form is pretty dire, and they're not picking up points away from home. So we'll be back on Sunday with a roundup of the game tomorrow, and we will be speaking to you then. If you've enjoyed today's episode, however short it was, drop us a follow on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, and a review would be fantastic. Until Sunday, cheers. Thank you.